Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
All right, all right. Yes, just as Morphicity Recording said in its elongated intro, this is T.A. of T.A. Scouting Scoop, always giving you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area, the one who's always tenacious and audacious in doing so. Man, whew, always a blessing to be on the air talking about football and trying to help these prospects further get their names out there. And, man, it's just a blessing that we're in football season. We're almost, man, coming to closer to the midway point of the regular season and have week four coming up. Remember, the first games of the season that last Friday was considered week zero. So a lot of people call it week one, but it's actually week zero because of the simple fact that everyone has a bye week. But again, man, I'm just so happy because a lot of these prospects, they're definitely doing all they can to try to get their names out there and helping their teams. First of all, to help the teams win games and to get their names out there. But I just definitely want to continue to tell all you prospects out there to make sure that, number one, you stand on top of your books, stand on top of those books, getting those SATs and ACTs taken care of, those of you all who are 2016, 2017 prospects. Stay on top of those books because, again, you just never know what greatness that you may have in store for you may be on its way. Well, again, prospects out there, make sure you're always giving your very best on the field as well, keeping your nose clean off of the field, and making sure that you always give your very best effort because you never know who's watching. I mean, people out there all the time putting things on social media and things of that nature that further keeps them from being able to receive scholarships or losing scholarship offers. Hey, man, take care of yourself off of the field, okay? Be mature about things, all right? Always make sure that you know what you're doing. And just like Coach Herman Edwards says on ESPN, always think before you hit send. That's on Facebook, Twitter, et cetera. Okay, anything on social media. Always think twice before you hit send as far as what you've just posted. But anyway, tonight we have a very special guest, a Syntex standout, a 2016 prospect, a young man that is coming with it every game that he has an opportunity to dress up for his team. That's DeBraylon Williams from Hillsborough High School in Hillsborough, Texas. Yes, this young man, I got a chance to meet him for the first time at our football combine in July, and this young man has been nothing short of stupendous on the field. Man, whew, this guy's hungry to help lead his team to doing big things in district play and hopefully in the postseason as well. Well, we're going to, of course, help him to get even more exposure by way of our radio show, our scouting reports in our magazine, and our blog page so that hopefully he is going to get the recruiting attention that he needs and deserves. As always, this is going to be a great convo and with another intriguing prospect here in Syntex. Immediately after this broadcast, go to our blog page, that's syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, to see this young man's profile and highlights. Whew. Follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop. That's at TA Scouting Scoop with the popular hashtags of football recruiting and Syntex football. When you see one of these two hashtags, in most cases, it's us that's posting some tweet about what's going on here in Syntex. Also, send us a friend request on Facebook, TA's Syntex Football Prospects. That's three words, TA's Syntex Football Prospects. And remember to go on our website and order your copy of the Summer One magazine that's still available for order. So make sure you order your Summer One magazine. Also, we have gone digital now, folks. We have gone digital. So that means you can have it on your smartphone, even on your laptop, or on your iPad or tablet. So, again, just go on there. You must have a PayPal account in order to do so. They're only $4.99. So, again, very, very inexpensive. And go on there and be able to upload this work that we take pride in, making sure that our student-athletes are heard from. But it's available for you. And, again, that's the Summer One magazine. So get your copy while you can, because once the fall version comes out, then we won't have any more. There'll be no more ordering of the Summer One. So get yours while you can. Again, this is basically our student-athletes, the Summer One, that is everything that's north of Austin and everything that's borders 290 East. So, again, those are the prospects that we cover. And, of course, we list the prospects in Austin and San Antonio as well, but the in-depth reports are on the prospects that are north and east of Austin. Whew, man, for all the businesses out there in Central Texas, all you business people, companies, et cetera, we're offering you the possibility of advertising, meaning that you can advertise either on our radio show, our blog page, or our magazine. That's, again, our radio show, our blog page, or our magazine. You reach us at social media or thscoutandscoop@gmail.com, thscoutandscoop@gmail.com, so that we can render you such information. Because, again, we want to help you further build on your brand and also helping us to continue to provide exposure for these student-athletes here in Centex. So, again, hit us up on social media or send us an email, and we'll get you or render you the advertising packages that we have to offer. We're going to take a short commercial break, then we're going to be back with our guest of this evening, Mr. DeBraylon Williams from Hillsborough High School. So please stay tuned.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Robertson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Robertson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robertsonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
All right, folks, and that's the Robertson Law Firm located in Houston, Texas. But as you heard on the radio show commercial, they also do work statewide. So always make sure that you have a lawyer on your team. You never want to be out there without any type of legal representation, because in this day and age, hey, you just never know what happens. So, again, contact the Robertson Law Firm if you don't already have an attorney, just to make sure you have an attorney on your team. And also, of course, if you have any type of legal matters that come up. What I forgot to mention to you all before, on our website, thscoutandscoop.com, is where you can order your copy of the Summer One magazine, the digital version, that is. Again, that's thscoutandscoop.com. Well, without further ado, I'd like to welcome our guest for this evening to the show, young man who's doing some very, very big things on the field this year. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome DeBraylon Williams. DeBraylon, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, sir.
All right. Young man, I really appreciate you coming on the show. I know you're probably a Dallas Cowboy fan, and you see Tony Romo's out along with Dez Bryant, but, hey, the show must go on, right?
Yes, sir, but I'm not a Cowboys fan.
Okay. Well, I stand corrected on that. Anyway, just trying to throw a little humor at you. But anyway, thank you for coming on the show, because, again, I know you could be doing a million other things aside from talking with us, so thanks again. But we're going to go ahead and get started.
Yes, sir.
We're going to go ahead and get started. You attend Hillsborough High School in what I categorize as the heart of Texas area. Some people call it Hill Country, but I categorize it as heart of Texas, of course. And what I want to ask you is, what does it mean to you to be from Hillsborough and to be a Hillsborough Eagle?
Yeah, it means a lot to me, because, you know, that's where all my family is from. But, I mean, I wouldn't rather be nowhere else than Hillsborough, where I was born and raised. And to be an Eagle, all right, just hard work every day.
Okay, hard work every day. That's where he's born and raised. And folks, if you heard me on the show before, if you heard me blogging, if you heard me posting on social media, you know I got much respect and love for them country boys in Central Texas. Hey, those guys are the guys, man, they're going to be less likely to quit on you as a whole, that is. They're going to be less likely to quit on you. They're always going to give their very best effort. And, you know, country boys, man, they just know how to work harder naturally. It's in their blood. So that's why I love watching my country boys play on Friday nights throughout the Central Texas area. Now, one thing I want to ask you, young man, just from a historical perspective of things, as far as Hillsborough, Texas is concerned, I don't know if you're aware, but there's a gentleman who was a 1960 gold medalist in the decathlon by the name of Rayford Johnson. Rayford Johnson, he hails from Hillsborough, Texas originally, before his family migrated to California, I think when he was teenage years or maybe a little bit before that. But Rayford Johnson, make sure you always familiarize yourself with that name, because that also is truly Hillsborough, Texas. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, man, you've been doing your business this football season. You guys, you know, have been putting up big points on the board at times this season, but have yet to experience victory as of yet. But, you know, you all have come close. So, man, what are the goals for the Eagles for the rest of this season? And do you all think y'all can bounce back from such losses?
Yes, sir. We just want to be playing our best ball by the end of the year. But far on, well, we're 1-3 right now. We got the first victory Friday, 54-0.
Okay, my apologies. I stand corrected. Okay, all right, thanks for mentioning that. All right, but you're 1-3 now. But of course, like I said, you guys, you lost some close ones, but hey, you guys have been winning. But anyway, you said that you guys, as long as y'all finish the season strong, which of course that means everyone's goal is to win state, but to take it, you know, week by week. So with that being said, is there anyone else in your team that you'd like to make known for other football fans, college coaches, and independent scouts like myself that we need to be aware of?
Yes, Trayvon Shaw, Jake Rondeval, Jamal Johnson. Who else? And I really think that's it.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and repeat those three names again.
Jacob Rondeval, Trayvon Shaw, Jamal Johnson.
All right. Folks, you heard what he said. Come out and see these young men, including himself, to watch. But, hey, come watch the Hillsborough Eagles more than anything, okay? You'll definitely be in for a treat. And that's basically what you're going to get underneath those Friday Night Lights and Central Texas anyway. But, again, come out and support these young men. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break. Then we're going to come back and talk more with Braylon about football and then the Hillsborough Eagles. So stay tuned.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, that's Big T Toastmasters. For any of you all out there that are looking to improve on your public speaking skills or presentation skills, believe me, Toastmasters can help work wonders for you. Hey, when I first started presenting in front of people talked about how I always said anytime I spoke while I was in college, and they said, hey, you need to join Toastmasters. So I eventually joined Toastmasters, and hey, years later I can broadcast for you live on the show. I can do motivational speaking engagements. I can speak with confidence because of Toastmasters. And again, that's not toot my own horn, because believe me, there's always room for improvement in speaking, and that's the goal of Toastmasters. Because if you get out of Toastmasters what you want to get out of Toastmasters, then you'll never get out of Toastmasters. So, again, check out your Toastmasters club near you. I know Big T is located in Temple, Texas, but, hey, Toastmasters is an international organization, that is. So check out your local Toastmasters club if you'd like to help improve on your public speaking or presentation skills. All right, we're back with the Braylon Williams from Hillsborough High School, located in Hillsborough, Texas. He's in Hillsborough Eagle, ladies and gentlemen. And the Braylon, what I want to ask you next is, what is your grade point average, man, and how important are the books to you personally?
My grade point average is a 3.0 right now. I mean, grades come before sports or anything. Grades are going to go longer than sports. That's what I really feel. And you really can't go to college without having your grades right.
All right. Is there anything that do you have your mind made up on what you want to study in college? Sports science?
Sports science.
Okay. What do you think you want to do with the sports science degree or background?
I want to coach, like give back to the younger generation that's coming up. Because, I mean, I know that they'll need some help with more knowledge about sports.
That's right. Well, I tell you what, that degree will always give you something to fall back on. So I'm glad you have your head screwed on tight, as we like to say, and that you have your eyes looking in the right direction as it relates to having something to fall back on and knowing that, hey, academics have to be your first priority. Now, you play the receiver position and also cornerback as well on defense. Actually, when I first got a chance to see you on film, you spent a lot of time at cornerback your junior year. So I basically categorize you as an athlete. But with that being said, what is your height, your weight, and your fastest hand time in the 40?
My height is 178. My height is 6'5". My weight is 178. And my 40 is a 4.6.
All right. I tell you what, folks, this young man, when you see him on film, he is amazing. I mean, when people sometimes they can get turned off by the 40 time, but just watch this young man's film and you'll actually see how well this guy plays. I mean, you're talking about this guy has like some supreme ball awareness. When you came to the combine this past summer, man, it was almost like that wasn't a pass you couldn't catch. I mean, even if it was a bad pass thrown, somehow you came down with it. And it's like, what? This guy, man, he means business when he lines up. So what do you feel your strengths are as a wide receiver?
My strengths as a wide receiver is attacking the ball and running crisp routes. I'm not fast, well, that fast, but, I mean, with crisp routes, I can get off of any cornerback.
Okay. All right. And what do you feel like your areas of improvement are?
I can get faster, and my routes could be a lot better. I mean, I just got to work hard like I've been doing it every day. And in the summer, I got to work harder.
Okay. All right. Well, your next summer, of course, you'll be heading off to college, hopefully. So that'll be the one summer that you'll definitely be, I'm sure, working your hardest. But until then, I know you're going to be working hard every day to help your team continue to win games and continue to further promote the Braylon Williams brand as it is. Now, you also play defensive back. What do you feel are your strengths as a cornerback?
Well, my man coverage, I think, is mighty good. And not letting a receiver catch the ball. I have good coverage. Well, that's my strength, is good coverage.
And yes, sir, you do have very good coverage skills. And what about areas of improvement do you think you can improve on? I know you already mentioned speed, but what else? Is there anything else?
My footwork, I think that'll be better.
Okay. Is there
and my tackling.
That you Okay, you're tackling. Okay, all right, yeah, because it is an asset for a cornerback or a defensive back in general to be able to come up and tackle consistently or to be able to hit good. Now, is there a position that you prefer to play in college?
No, sir, whichever one gets me to the next level. But, I mean, I think that I'm way better at wide receiver than I am at defensive back.
Okay. All right. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. And I'll tell you what. Let me go ahead and tell you this, DeBraylon, while we're talking about your strengths and weaknesses. Sometimes, man, the 40-yard dash can be overrated. It does matter in a lot of cases, but it can be so overrated. There are three receivers I want to tell you about who didn't have fast 40 times but somehow ended up in the Hall of Fame. It's Michael Irvin, Jerry Rice, and also Chris Carter. Those guys, they were not stopwatch fast, but, man, on the field, they just knew how to get open. They knew how to run good routes. They knew how to come down with the football. Okay? So, again, if those guys can do it with the sheer passion that they had, you can do it with hard work and sheer passion as well. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So keep that in mind. Oh, trust me, yeah, you have the right idea. Always work on your speed. But, again, don't feel discouraged just because you don't have that eye-popping 40 time. Just continue to work, and believe me, your game, your individual game itself will eventually sell you. All right?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break, then we're going to come back and talk more with DeBraylon Williams. So hang on.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stansley, the Loop. Call 254-680-CUT for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, that's Inspired Design Hair Salon in Killeen, Texas. Ms. D and her crew are always keeping the people looking even more beautiful than they were prior to receiving services from them. All right, the DeBraylon, okay, you attend Hillsboro High School, which is a Class 3A school, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Man, what is your response, and what do you say to the people out there that feel that you're only doing well because you go to a small school?
I can do well, like the stuff that I'm doing in 3, I really think I can do in any type of division of school. I'm in a smaller school, but to me, honestly, I feel like nobody can guard me. That's my honest opinion.
Okay. All right. Okay. And I like your audacity, your unmitigated gall to address something like that, because, man, it's always good to hear a young man who has confidence in his skills, not being cocky, but you're just confident that, hey, you're going to get the job done regardless, and you're going to do it in a big way. So nothing wrong with that. And I used to be, before I started refereeing football over 10 years ago, I used to be one of those guys that thought, well, small school kids, they don't play against any competition. Until I started refereeing games at a lot of those small schools, I'm like, man, all these guys have heart. Again, one reason I have a huge appreciation for a lot of small-town schools, or as I say, country boys, because, man, you guys are a lot of hidden gems out there. Okay, a lot of hidden gems or diamonds in the rough, as a lot of people may address it. But, again, keep doing what you're doing, and, yes, like you said, it don't matter where you play, because you feel you can do that against anybody that lines up across from you. Now, do you play any other sports, and if so, which one?
Basketball.
Okay, basketball. Okay, what are you, a guard or what?
Shooting guard, and sometimes I play small forward.
Okay, all right then. Okay, good stuff. Now, how do you feel basketball helps you physically as a football player?
I mean, it keeps me in shape. Really, that's really
right.
And then it makes me a lot more physical, because, you know, growing up for anything, you can get fouled really hard, then you have to get back on your feet and make your free throws. I mean,
okay. All right, then. All right, good stuff. Man, well said. Okay. Well, one thing I want to encourage you to do, because I didn't hear you mention track, but if you haven't been running track, I recommend you run track this spring, since you're talking about how you want to continue to work on your speed as well. So, because track and field definitely can help you out with that whole speed thing. But anyway, since we're talking about football, of course, what people want to know, recruiting, you do have an appetite or a desire to play college football. So how is recruiting going, and do you have any offers as of yet?
No, sir, I have no offers that I know of. Well, I mean, I really don't even know if anybody's looking at me or anything right now.
Okay. All right, okay. Well, Well, that means you probably haven't been getting any mail. But believe me, with the type of senior season you're having, people are going to hear about you because, hey, you know, you're talking to the guy that has a whole lot of knowledge on what's going on in Central Texas. So believe me, we'll make sure the right people hear about you. Okay, so just be patient, fret not. Just keep hitting those books hard, taking care of those SATs and ACTs and NCAA eligibility, clearinghouse, and all that good stuff. Take care of all this stuff off the field and keep balling on the field. And believe me, your time will come, okay? Your time will come. But try not to busy yourself with that so much that it takes away from what you're doing in the classroom and on the field, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Your time definitely will come. Now, do you have a preference on where you want to attend college?
I mean, yes, sir. Well, like, I have a favorite college, and that's Texas A&M.
Okay.
Well, yes, sir.
Okay, I mean, do you have to basically, are you one of those guys, I guess, an often misconception on Texas kids is that they don't like to leave home. So are you a kid that wants to stay in Texas, or you pretty much go where scholarships are offered?
Well, wherever, well, no, because I really don't care about leaving Texas. If that's where I have to go for, like, more opportunity, then that's where I'm just going to have to go.
Okay. All right. College coaches, any of y'all that may be listening out there, this young man again, he just wants to get a free education, and he wants to play football. Okay, so no matter where it's at, the young man just wants to give his very best to wherever he may end up. All right, we're going to take one last short commercial break, then we're going to come back and finish up the show.
Inspire Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military, precision cuts, hot leather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatment, natural hair regrowth, and conditioning treatment. Inspire Design also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Sand City Loop. Call 254-680-CUT for appointments. Oh, and remember to like us on Facebook at Inspire Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon. And we'll like you back.
All right. We're back with the Braylon Williams. The Braylon, man, I want to ask you, do you have any lasting comments for all our listeners out there about you and your Hillsborough Eagle teammates?
Yes, sir. I mean, don't sleep on us, really, because I know that we haven't been winning lately or anything these past couple of years. But this is a new Hillsborough.
Okay. It's a new Hillsborough, folks. They're hungry. They're hungry, folks. They want to get in the postseason, and I'm pretty sure that they want to get down to that last day in December that you could be playing football in the state of Texas. So, again, the Braylon, hey, man, I wish you much success. Continue to work hard on those things I told you to work on, and believe me, your time will come, young man.
Yes, sir.
All right, folks. Again, that's the Braylon Williams. Check him out on Huddle. Also, check out our blog site immediately after this broadcast, SyntexFootballScoop.blogspot.com, and you'll be able to see what this young man is bringing on the field. You'll be able to see what this young man is bringing on the field. Also, make sure, again, you go on our website, PhScoutingScoop.com, and order your copy of the Summer One magazine digital version if you have not done so already. Also, for any prospective advertisers out there, hey, we want to make sure that we help you build on your brand and also allow you to help us to continue to further provide exposure to these student athletes. For myself, the Braylon Williams, and all those out there that love Central Texas area football, be blessed out there, be safe, and always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in the Central Texas area. This is TA signing off. Be blessed.